From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading The Spirit Woman by Margaret Cole, Book 6 in the Father John O'Malley, Vicki Holden Mystery Series. Now let's begin with The Spirit Woman, Chapter 1. Father John O'Malley pulled up the collar of his jacket and dipped the brim of his cowboy hat against the hard wind, whirling little pellets of snow into the air. Thick gray clouds scuttled overhead and rolled through the cottonwoods like a dense fog, nearly obscuring the snow-covered path that ran between the trees and the little wind river. He could see his breath ahead of him. The rhythmic crunch of his boots on the snow punctuated the sound of water gurgling over ice. It was November, the 12th month in the Arapaho Way, the moon when the rivers start to freeze. Walks on three legs bounded toward him out of the trees, and Father John coaxed the red disk from the golden retriever's mouth and gave it another toss. It sailed down the path into the fog, a streak of red in the grayness. The dog loped after it, and, pivoting on his only hind leg, snatched the disk out of the air and darted back. Another toss, another snatch. Was it really 3 years ago that he'd found the dog in the barrow ditch? Seemed like yesterday. He'd rushed him to Riverton, where the vet had amputated the dog's smashed left hind leg and saved his life. Father John had brought him back to St. Francis Mission. He tossed the disc again, putting some real spin on it this time so that it veered into the cottonwoods. He would leave Waxon at the mission. Even if the new pastor didn't like dogs, Elena, the housekeeper, was fond of Waxon, no matter how much she proclaimed otherwise. Just more work around here, which I don't need.